Artificial intelligence is starting to appear in K through 12 classrooms. Isabella Vesperini tells us more on this week's City Limits.
Today we're going to learn how AI was developed, created, how it is useful.
Kristen Pueblo is a fifth grade teacher at Lakeview Elementary School. She wants to give her students an opportunity to learn how to use AI early on.
I really want to feel that I am doing what's best for kids, and I feel like the future of work is changing, and in order for them to be prepared for the future, they need to be exposed to it now.
Pueblo gives her students the chance to play around with ChatGPT and ask it to do random things.
Typing in something like, write a letter to your favorite teacher that includes information about frogs and George Washington, because those are two of my favorite things. And they thought it was hysterical because it instantly came up with a letter and talked about George Washington and frogs.
She also gives lessons on what AI is and what it can do. Clara Evelar was in her class last year. Learning how to use ChatGPT has helped her apply it to Robotics Club.
It was really cool to see how it works and stuff, because before that, I had no clue how it worked. And after that, I knew like all about it.
Pueblo has also brought in a researcher who taught the kids how to organize data when tracking deer movement.
Researchers used to sit out in the environment, and he explained how he spent hours upon hours upon hours, and that obviously wasn't good. So they created cameras and sensors and used all of that technology to collect the data instead.
Using AI to complete assignments, such as writing, is the obvious drawback of the technology in the classroom. But Anne Leftwich, professor of education and technology at IU, has a different approach for AI pessimists.
Instead of saying we're trying to catch the cheating, is to try and say, how do we catch the learning? I've seen some really innovative ways, including teachers are asking students to turn in the transcript of how they talk back and forth with ChatGPT, so you can see what questions are the students asking.
Some teachers are concerned about not having time to teach kids how to use AI, let alone how to use it themselves. But Pueblo hasn't had any issues experimenting with Google Gemini to help her create rubrics.
It basically just makes your life easier.
A recent national survey from the Walton Family Foundation found that 56% of teachers have not received training on how to use AI chatbots, but would like to. The survey showed 32% of teachers are not using AI because of a lack of training.
The thing is, students are so good at figuring that out, whether it's just clicking a bunch of buttons because they're not worried about breaking something. That sometimes has a big element in it.
Once kids experiment on their own, it's easy for them to share the results and how they did it with others in the classroom. The Walton Family Foundation study found that 59% of teachers who didn't know how to use AI are favorable to the technology, while 72% of teachers that do know how to use AI are favorable to it.
If I tell you, hey, I know that you have to create a ton of new assessments for your classroom, let me show you how you can do that in ChatGPT and it'll only take 5 minutes of your time. So then once you start seeing those things, then you start seeing like, well, what else could I do?
Christopher Cooper-Smith is an English teacher at Bloomington High School North. He says he's also used ChatGPT to make assignments easier for students to understand.
I'll sort of explain where we are in a unit and then say, okay, so here's what we've been doing so far. I'm kind of trying to figure out what would make logical sense to go to next, and then I'll ask it that.
Given how widespread AI is, Cooper-Smith also doesn't think it's a good idea to keep students away from it. He prefers to address the issue in class and teach students how to properly use it as a tool.
I actually am the one who is ultimately introducing them to AI, which feels a little bit like I'm opening Pandora's box. But again, my thing is like, okay, they're going to come around to it eventually.
Schools like Lakeview and Bloomington North have gotten a head start, but MCCSC is still working on incorporating AI across the corporation. For WFIU News, I'm Isabella Vesperini.